What it is ain't exactly clear.
Welcome back, everyone, to the final 4 minutes of this hour of POWMIA Radio. We're honored to have with us a gentleman here that I've known for quite some time. I've been involved with the Wounded Warrior Program, Mr. Dennis McCormick from Colorado Springs. Dennis, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me on, Rod.
Oh, great. We want to bring you back when we have some more time. So
okay.
Let's make the connection in here, and probably in a couple of weeks or so, let's have you back and at least do a segment on our News and Views program.
Okay, sounds good.
What have you got for us this afternoon, though, Dennis? Sounds like something very important.
Well, I just wanted to let people know that we're doing a much better job taking care of this generation of soldiers than we did the soldiers after Vietnam. We just had a memorial down here at Fort Carson on the 18th last Wednesday for 15 soldiers that have been killed recently at Fort Carson.
I saw that.
There were over 1,000 people that showed up for that memorial. We had to split it in two and have two memorials because we filled the church twice in one day.
Mm-hmm.
The Homefront Cares, which is a major nonprofit down here in Colorado Springs, it concentrates mainly on emergency financial aid for soldiers, active duty soldiers, and veterans. We just had our military appreciation dinner down here, and we had over 980 people show up to Broadmoor for that dinner.
Ooh, and at the Broadmoor, too.
Yeah, and we had just an amazing turnout.
Mm-hmm.
The support in this community is still fantastic for the soldiers and their families down here at Fort Carson, and not enough of that type of news gets out. And just wanted to let you know that there are some really good things going down here, not only in Colorado, but all over the nation.
I'm going to give out the Homefront Cares on my next hour, too. I'm going to sneak that in as well.
Okay. All right, great.
The URL for that. But how else are vets being taken care of down there in the Colorado Springs area?
Just a lot of good events. We've had a lot of organizations that have stepped up that have offered our soldiers everything from skiing vacations, vacations in Glenwood Springs.
Mm-hmm.
That's become a very active community in helping our soldiers. Just a lot of local efforts and just a tremendous amount of outreach, just offering the soldiers and their families a connection to the community here.
Well, I tell you, my hat is off to you for all the support you've done and all the involvement you've had. What a change for when we came back during Vietnam, huh?
Oh, yeah, we remember those days. And that's the reason a lot of us, you know, you're in my generation are involved in this, because we don't want to happen to this generation of soldiers what happened to us when we came back.
No, well said. Great. So I hear you're retiring then from the Wounded Warrior Program.
Yeah, I've been under the Army Wounded Warrior Program for the last almost 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and I retired from that program here November 6th down here at Fort Carson.
Congratulations.
And will continue to stay very active with all the nonprofits and everything that I'm involved with.
Good. That'll free you up, and there's no excuse now. You don't have the time, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm really looking forward to working with you here. You're coming down. Email me and let's set something up here to get you on the air and talk more about what you're involved with, the Homefront Cares program.
Okay, good.
Even the, what you know about the Colorado Military Survivors Organization, too, because they're on my list here for donations, too.
Oh, yeah, they're an excellent organization.
Very good. All right. Well, Dennis, once again, congratulations to you for a successful career and all that you've done. Wounded Warrior Program, all you've done on behalf of our POW MIAs and our troops.
Well, it's the least we can do for them.
I agree. Very good. Let's make contact here soon, okay, Dennis?
All right. Take care, Rod.
God bless you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Stay tuned, everybody. We've got another hour. We're going to do some news and views. We're going to have a special guest on with us, Mr. Sean Egan, right after this on POWMIA Radio.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Got a home project of mine, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate their support of this station. 970-669-3866.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Mark Thomas. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is sending investigators to Pennsylvania's Three Mile Island nuclear power plant after a small amount of radiation was detected there. Exelon Nuclear spokeswoman Beth Archer says there was never a public health risk.
Radiological surveys showed that the contamination was confined inside the containment building.
About 150 employees were sent home yesterday after the radiation was detected at the plant where a partial meltdown occurred in one of its reactors in 1979. The Democrats' plan for overhauling health care could be in for a spirited debate on the Senate floor. Senate Democrats are already sparring with each other on the Sunday talk shows, with moderates threatening to scuttle any legislation that doesn't meet their demands, and more liberal members warning party leaders not to bend. Health experts say they're investigating the apparent spread of a Tamiflu-resistant H1N1 virus. USA Today reports the virus has been identified in 4 patients at Duke University Medical Center. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Bob Wintermute. I'm from Concord, California. What I like most about Andy Willoughby's three-step plan is that financially we are making a decent living. My goal when we first started was for my wife to retire. Praise God, she retired January 31st of this year, and we were able to replace her income. And she's now home with me, and we work business together. Because of Andy Willoughby's three-step plan, we're able to live a life that we would not be able to if we didn't have that to work with. Our economy has gone up. I'm not afraid of today's economy because I've got this business, this plan behind me. It's amazing. It works. It helps in any way that you need to be what you want to be and have the funds to do it.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For information, go to 3stepplan.com or call toll-free 800-424-8752. 800-424-8752.
China has stepped up its efforts to spy on the U.S. According to a commission set up to examine the national security implications of trade and economic ties between the two powers, they're warning that China's espionage efforts are more aggressive than those of any other nation. Correspondent Malcolm Brown reports.
The Chinese government is focused on stealing American secrets that will help its military modernization and economic development. That's according to the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission. In its annual report to the U.S. Congress, the commission states that there's been a marked increase in cyber spying originating in China. The authors warn that the information being gathered could also be used by the Chinese military in the early stages of any conflict. American lawmakers are being urged to ensure that U.S. agencies are sufficiently resourced to meet what's deemed a rising challenge. Malcolm Brown, Washington.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marina reminds all parents that children in school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy. These are very dangerous and deadly, so parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs and talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. This message was courtesy of Cassie and Derek at Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping, who say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's Pine Ridge Garden Landscaping and Marina, where they're always concerned for the safety and welfare of our community.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Welcome back, everyone, to hour number three of POWMIA Radio. I'm your host, Rod Utak. Today is Sunday, November 22nd, 2009, and we're coming to you here from the beautiful studios at KHNC AM Radio 1360 on your AM dial. Also on the Internet worldwide, www.americanewsnet.com. Whoever you're listening to us, thank you very much for joining us. This is our News and Views Hour, so we're going to be catching up with a few items here on our gift ideas. We're going to talk about some donations and so forth. Also going to be joined in just a few minutes by Mr. Sean Egan, going to talk about a variety of things relating to the Cold War, and he is the Public Affairs Director for the and former chairman of the American Cold War Veterans Group. So going to be talking with Sean here in just a little bit. Going to be talking about some efforts about the newest version of the Cold War Service Medal bill that's been introduced by the U.S. Senate. But before we do that, we want to continue along here and finish up on some related items from our gift-giving show. As you recall, I identified many, many books, probably close to 40 books here relating to the POW, MIA issue, military affairs, and things like that, things that I found to be important in the study of our missing men and women and American history as well. What we really didn't touch on is there, you know, we talked a little bit about gift ideas and so forth, but there are other ways that you can provide a gift. This is a gift that also keeps giving because it helps promote awareness in the POWMI issue. And what you might consider is a gift to an organization that supports our missing Americans. And the first person or the first organization that I want to mention is the National Alliance of Families, a great organization. Lynn O'Shea, the director of research, and Dolores Alfon, the chairperson there, do an exemplary job with the information that they disseminate about our missing men and women from all of our wars. They're very strongly proponents of any legislation on behalf of our missing. They are deserving of all the support that you can give them. They once a year do a forum. It's an annual forum. It's a meeting where they have family members from all over the country gathered there in Washington, D.C., in conjunction with the DPMO's family update meetings that are presented. Like last year, they did this in July. So anyhow, the National Alliance of Families is a great place that you can donate. And, you know, a donation does make sense. You know, it's a way you're not going to be giving something that can be returned. Who's going to want to return cash, huh? If you send them a check, you know it's going to be going for a good cause. And you know it's going to be going for missing men and women from any of our wars. So that's why it's very important. And in these times, boy, I'll tell you, it's really definitely needed. As you know, it takes money to run any organization, and that includes volunteer organizations like the National Alliance of Families. Another great organization, and once again, National Alliance of Families, you can reach them at their website, which is www.nationalalliance.org. And that's where you can get information on how you can make a donation. So please do so. Another great organization is the Korea Cold War Families of the Missing Incorporated. You can send them a donation as well. They specifically deal with, once again, Korea Cold War Families of the Missing. You can send them a check at the Korea Cold War Families of the Missing Incorporated, P.O. Box 454, Farmingdale, New York, 11735. And you can address that as either donation or to membership or subscription. So once again, that's the Korea Cold War Families of the Missing Incorporated. Another great organization that I know that you'll do some good for, and that is the Vietnam Healing Foundation. You know, you heard R.J. Del Vecchio talk about the work he's done in Vietnam with the Vietnamese, and his organization is called the Vietnam Healing Foundation. You can send them a check at P.O. Box 641, Willow Springs, North Carolina, 27592. And that's in the United States, Willow Springs, North Carolina, 27592. Or you can go to the website, the VHF. So that's the VHF, all one word, .org. And find out how you can donate to the Vietnam Healing Foundation. Another good group is Chained Eagles of Ohio. We've talked about them. They've been our sponsor for many, many years. Chained Eagles, you can make a donation there. Also, the Gregory J. Harris Military Courtesy Room. We've talked about them. There's another great organization to donate to. And if you need their information, I'd be happy to give that to you. Just give me a call here at the studio at 1-877-254-7524. And I'd be happy to get that information to you. Another group here that I've just been made aware of by the studio is Operation Troop Support. This is here in Weld County, Colorado. What they do is they supply gift packages for our troops. They work in conjunction with Operation Troop Support by collecting water bottles filled with pennies. And this is called Pennies for Postage. And you can participate in Operation Troop Support by sending purchasing items that they list here, or list it on their website. And you can drop them off at any of the participating merchants, or you can make a donation. So there's several ways that you can participate there. This is called Operation Troop Support. It's right here in Weld County. It's Weld County Veterans Memorial, P.O. Box 1016, Greeley, Colorado, 80632. So once again, that's Pennies for Postage or Operation Troop Support right here in Weld County. Now, I've got some other organizations, too, that I know that you'd be interested in supporting, and we're going to catch up on those here later on in this program. Right now, we got to take a short break. When we return, we're talking with Mr. Sean Egan on POWMI Radio.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstroke. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way, the only way they know how.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make mountains ring.
Welcome back, everyone, to POWMIA Radio. Hey, all you Cold War vets out there, and you know who you are, probably everybody listening just about that's been in the military. You know, it could be a Vietnam veteran, Cold War veteran back early from the 50s or even later on. Got some information for you. We're honored to have with us a gentleman here connected with the American Cold War veterans, Mr. Sean Egan. He's the public affairs director, former chairman of the American Cold War veterans. He's going to talk to you about the latest news and also some efforts to get you another medal, some more lettuce on your chest there. And we're talking about the Cold War Service Medal. Looks like we've got some promising legislation, but I'm going to let Sean do the talking on that. Sean, thank you so much for joining us, and thanks for your patience in working with us on our snow day last week.
No problem, Rod. It's great to be here.
Great.
Let me break right into this news for all you Cold War era veterans.
Mm-hmm.
We are just excited to announce that we have four bills pending in the Congress having to do with Cold War recognition and Cold War remembrance. We were really buoyed by the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Mm-hmm.
And we've finally, it was a long, hard road, but we broke through. And let me start at the top here. The first bill I'm going to mention is the Senate Cold War Medal Act. It is passed 2743,
mm-hmm.
and it was introduced on the 4th of November, I believe, and the sponsors were Olympia Snow from Maine, Republican, Jim Webb, Democrat from Virginia, who that is a huge co-sponsor there,
mm-hmm.
and Blanche Lincoln and Mary Landrieu, both Democrats from the South, one from Arkansas, and Landry from Louisiana. And they have been steady supporters of ours. Well, they got this bill in there, and it is a little different from the last one. The service requirements are it's 2 years, or if you were in the reserves and you did a 30-day overseas tour, that would qualify for you. But I'm pretty confident that if we get this medal passed, all the National Guard and Reservists, there is a clause in there where they can issue it at the DOD's discretion. So,
good.
And I'm pretty sure that the reservists and National Guardists will be eligible for this when it's all said and done, and who did less than maybe 2 years of active duty.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the first one that broke, and that broke the floodgates open. And then working here in New York with Congressman Steve Israel down towards New York City there, he came out with two bills for us. One is H.R. 4051, which is the Cold War Service Medal Act 2009 in the House. It's the companion bill to the Senate bill that I just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
It is right now co-sponsored by my congressman, New York, Brian Higgins, New York 27. He's a Democrat. Bill Pascrell from New Jersey. And Glenn Thompson, a Republican from Pennsylvania in the 5th. So we got four guys signed on there.
So we've got Republicans and Democrats working on this legislation.
And there's these next two are resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I was personally more excited about these, but, you know, that's just me. And the first one I'd like to mention is also introduced by Israel, and he introduced it the same day. And it is House HRES.900, supporting the ideals and goals of a Cold War Veterans Recognition Day on May 1st.
Ooh.
And it is a basically calls for, you know, remembrance on May 1st to remember our Cold War veterans and encourages the public to have ceremonies and honor that day as a day to remember our Cold War era vets.
Well, sure. If the Soviets can have May Day, we can steal a little bit of
that. Exactly. And May 1st, that wasn't a coincidence.
Good
we
for
came
you.
Up with that.
Yeah.
And I'm just so excited at the support that resolution's gotten. And, we have 40 co-sponsors in a week. And my congressman, again, is a co-sponsor, mm-hmm. Brian Higgins, and a long list. I too many to name right now, but you can look it up on Thomas,
right?
Or you just Google that HRES 900, and it'll show nearly all the current co-sponsors. It takes a day or two for them to catch up, and we picked up five or six more on Friday.
Super.
Last but not least, our good friend Joe Wilson. He spoke at our 2008 congressional breakfast. He's been a good friend of ours.
And he's been a lot of people's good friends.
Yes, he has.
That he got is totally undeserved.
No, and I'm a blogger too, and believe me, I responded to that because I thought it was just ridiculous how he was treated.
Well, good for you. I mean, anybody that stands up in a room full of politicians and then says you lie, how do they even know who he's talking about?
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, the worst thing I think if he was guilty of anything is just, you know, maybe a little bit of bad manners, maybe. But then, other than that, what he had to say, he did not deserve to be called all the crazy things they were calling him.
Hey, sometimes when you speak the truth, you know, it's like,
yeah,
they
try to destroy you.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what he's done.
Sure.
And it's a strong statement. It is HCON.RES207, and by Joe Wilson, Republican, South Carolina, the Charleston area.
What was that
and
name again, Sean?
It is HCON.RES207.
207.
It's
got
a
it.
Concurrent resolution 207.
Thank you.
And it is expressing, and the key word here is the victory. Congress expressing victory during the Cold War. And, you know, that's got 23 co-sponsors or 24 co-sponsors right now. I'd like to see a few more Democrats, like any Democrat, sign on to that one. Because I think it's important that we mention that we did win the Cold War. It was a victory. We need to acknowledge it and not be afraid to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, so those are the four big bills.
Mm-hmm.
That we're just really excited about, and we've been pushing. making our phone calls and faxes, and I'd like to encourage everybody out there, if you believe in this stuff, I think most Americans would, give a call to your congressman, give a call to your senator, and have them sign on. We can use the co-sponsors. The more co-sponsors we got, the more likely we can get this in to the floor for a vote or get it put in the NDAA.
Sure.
And have a chance to get this to become, some of these bills to become law.
Well, and a lot of our listeners are veterans of contacting their representatives and their senators for things like House Resolution 111.
Oh, yeah.
Or POWMIAs.
Oh, yeah. And it's the same kind of thing. You're probably used to, a lot of your listeners are used to it. You know, you throw, when I call, I usually have a couple of that I mention, and these are ones that, you know, we should all make our lawmakers aware of. And for those of you out there who think, well, what's my phone call or fax going to do?
Mm-hmm.
This is what happened. These bills would have never been in play without a core of people that really believe in it and called their congressmen and pushed their congressmen and pushed their senators to do this. This would have never happened. Some of them might have happened, but I really believe we wouldn't have seen the showing that we saw here after the anniversary. And it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a key time right now. The legislation's new, and it's timely with the anniversary. And 20 years is long enough. I think it's time to recognize, you know, Cold War service in particular.
Well, sure.
I mean, we all had service. Some of us, like in Korea, Vietnam, and the Gulf War, also. And but when you look at it, our major mission as the armed forces in those years was staring down communism, and we need to acknowledge it.
I think you just answered my question, because I know why this is important to me, but I was going to ask, why is it important to the people that fought in the Cold War? And I think just answered that, because they didn't get the recognition, you know, at that time. And they worked just as hard as a lot of people that would have worked during a wartime.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it really needs to be acknowledged as it was a victory, and it was a... it was a 46-year struggle, and I mean, the history, without going into that, I mean, you can look into it, and a lot of people would be astonished at the level of sacrifice and the things that went on in those 46 years, and in the big picture, it was all about the Cold War in the end.
Now, just getting the support and the votes of co-sponsorship is daunting enough. But are there any other roadblocks we need to overcome? In other words, who's going to pay for the medal?
Yeah, like, well, there's one with the medal. As far as the Medal Act goes,
mm-hmm.
there's always the Department of Defense.
Okay.
Now, a little exciting thing, and something I'd like to mention, is our group participated in a poll at the DOD to ask the Secretary Gates 5 questions. Well, the Cold War medal ended up being the number one question on a list of, you know, 70 or 80 questions that he was to answer. Now, he hasn't answered it yet, and it's been, you know, 90 days or so,
mm-hmm.
whether DOD is going to support this. And, you know, we've had opposition from the Department of Defense in the past. Now, whether we will this time or not remains to be seen, but it is always out there, and we're hoping that the DOD listens to the lawmakers a little bit and listens to America and drops its opposition if it's going to have any.
Well, I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to as far as cost goes, you know, the requirements are a little longer than the old bill, you know, and that was, I think, we tried to get the service requirement lowered to a year or 18 months, but
mm-hmm.
it's 24 months as it stands, but we have two clauses in there that one is 30 days of overseas service, it's automatic, and the other one is the service branch or the Department of Defense, as they say, as they see fit, can give it for particular kinds of service. Or in other words, it's a clause that kind of backdoors them to let them make more people eligible.
Good.
So, I mean, we thought about that long and hard, but I think realistically, to go after the same bill that we'd had in Congress 7 or 8 times and got close, but we always were defeated. You know, we thought maybe we'd try a new approach and reword a few things. And in the end, it's up to the congressman that introduces it what the final language is going to be. And, you know, the 24 months was a compromise.
Sure.
And we did the best we could. We made it as inclusive as possible. You know, of course, we're being realists about the economy and how much it might cost. And but I really don't think, cost-wise, we all know if it's just having it authorized is what most of us veterans want to see. We can always order it ourselves.
Yeah. This is for veterans, you know. I mean, if they could give billions for these CEOs, they can afford to toss a few bucks to veterans.
You're not kidding. Yeah. And it's not like it would, I mean, it would be a small administrative cost.
Sure.
And you'd only have 5% of your veterans probably want it to get issued from the DOD. We'd get our CD-214s updated probably. That's it.
Sean, we're coming up here on a break. Do you want to hang with us for another segment?
Sure.
Okay, hold on for me, please. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
As parents, we're entrusted with a tremendous responsibility to raise and educate our children. This school year, promise yourself that you will get more involved with your child's school. Join the PTA, volunteer for special events, or even try to help with homework. Parents, show your children that school is cool and drugs are for fools. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving the Northeast Denver area with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehab. Visit Restore Health Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver, or visit us online at rhctherapy.com or inquire by calling 303-373-1188.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to POWMIA Radio. We're going to get back to our guest, Mr. Sean Egan. In just one moment, I want to recognize our sponsor for this hour. And I want to say thanks to Mr. Earl Wood for sponsoring this hour on the name of four veterans that he wants us to remember. And once again, I'm going to read some names out here. And if you know anything about these persons, or if you know of any way that I can get more information about them, please contact me here at the studio because I need to get that information over to Mr. Earl Wood. First person I want to mention is PFC Robert A. Best, Jr. He was in the infantry, and date of birth is 3-3. That's March 3rd, 1933, from the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. He became missing 12-2-1950, December 2nd, 1950, during the Chosin Reservoir engagement there during the Korean War. Name again was PFC Robert A. Best, Jr. Second person is PFC John P. Clark from the Solon Springs area there in Wisconsin. Marine, missing in action in the Korean War. His nickname was Jack. Name again is PFC John P. Clark. The third person is Second Lieutenant Laverne Wiersma. That's W-I-E-R-S-M-A, a World War II veteran reportedly shot down over Germany. Now, the details are a little bit sketchy, but if you have any information about Second Lieutenant Laverne Wiersma, W-I-E-R-S-M-A, please contact me here at the studio. And the last person is PFC Arthur F. Jacob from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He was with the 8th Cavalry there in Korea. Missing in action in 1950, he had been in the Marines from March of 1943 to December of 1945, and he reenlisted in the Army in September of 1948. Once again, his name is PFC Arthur F. Jacob. Now, once again, if you know anything about those gentlemen or know where I can get more information, please contact me here at the studio. Our number is 1-877-254-7524. Now I want to get back to our guest for this segment, Mr. Sean Egan. Sean, what else is going on there with the American Cold War vets?
Obviously big for us, and it's kind of been our focus because we didn't have a bill for a long time. I remember talking to you in late April when we were in Washington, and we were knocking on doors in May, and we were getting to the point where we were wondering if we'd ever get another bill.
Right, and, I remember that conversation then, sure.
Yeah, and it was a lot of hard work, and I want to give special kudos to Jerry Terwilliger in South Portland, Maine, mm-hmm. who's our new chairman, and he made a breakthrough with Olympia Snow. And,
I was just going to say, there's the connection right there with the Olympia yep. here in Maine.
Good. Yep, and he worked the phones, he worked the staff, and he made that first breakthrough. And once that was announced, and let me tell you, me to get Israel on board in the House became a breeze, mm-hmm. and it really opened the floodgates. And I just can't say enough about, you know, Jerry's work out there in Maine, and continue doing what he's doing. But it's guys like him who persevered, and is the reason why we have a bill today. And I can't say that strongly enough. And for all you guys who are interested in maybe helping out, writing a letter or a fax, or just educating yourself a little more about it, I'll put a little plug in of our website.
Well, yes,
AmericanColdWarVets.org. One word, .org, AmericanColdWarVets.org. Go there, check it out. We'll if there's news or new co-sponsors, we try to get it up there. And there's a forum link where we have a discussion forum where our members, you know, the scuttlebutt and, you know, our camaraderie, we get to talk and connect with each other. And,
sure.
And we're also developing, we have a little Twitter channel and Facebook. And we'll have links there on the forum. You can go to those places. The blogs. Jerry writes a blog. I write a blog. Mm-hmm. We pretty much blog about this topic and veterans topics in general. And you know, check it out. My blog is cold-war-veterans-blog at blogspot.com. It's much easier just to type in Cold War Vets blog in your Google, and it'll pop up real easy. And,
you'll get to it that way, sure.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of internet presence for it, and it's I keep the news as fresh as I can on there, anything new that's going on, veterans-related articles and press releases from the VA or the DOD.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun little thing, and it's a way to keep connected to our membership.
You're getting awareness out there. You're getting information out there that way, too. Yeah, anything you can do to use to further that goal is definitely worth it.
Oh, you're not kidding. Mm-hmm. And so we're working that. I want everybody to check that out. And, you know, when we have key, sometimes, like, there, some of these lawmakers are key because of their position and their committee. And if there's certain people that we really are trying to get on board, we'll have a mention of it, and helps keep everybody on the same page. And we're definitely going to work hard, and hopefully by May or this time next year, we'll have a Cold War service medal. We'll have a recognition day for veterans of the Cold War era. And,
well, I'm looking forward to that. That'd be cool.
Oh, me too. And believe me, if we don't get it through, we'll be back.
Well, you know, we not only need to work on getting co-sponsors, but when we do start, the co-sponsors start to roll in, you know, it goes word of mouth, too. We need to get on these people that have already co-sponsored. First of all, thank them for their co-sponsorship, but then they need to bring it up for a vote on the floor there, and then, you know, that'll get it moving.
Yeah. So. Well, my contact in Congressman Israel's office, she's kept me updated on Resolution 900,
mm-hmm.
and it's been really great. So we're up to like 40 co-sponsors. We need 5 more Republican co-sponsors. We have a bunch of them, but they want it bipartisan, and if we get 5 more Republican congressmen to sign on to that 900, we are guaranteed we'll get it up for a vote on the floor.
Great.
So we're really close, and we're pushing, and time is key right now to get the word out and get these to the floor and get them voted on.
Oh, boy, and, congratulations on a lot of hard work you and your group have done, and it just opens it up for all of us out here to help support you. And I'll do that on shows coming up here. Keep that website handy and keep those resolution numbers and the bill numbers handy so people can get to their congressman.
Yeah. And I guess that's pretty much all I have. There's one last thing I'd like to mention.
Sure.
You were mentioning those missing right at the top of this segment.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it made me think of the passing this past week, last Saturday, of a real American hero that is a Medal of Honor winner, Colonel Louis Vallette, who passed away. And
I'll mention him again here in the next few minutes.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for having me, Rod.
Thanks, John. God bless you for all the work you do. Let's talk again soon.
All right, Rod.
Thank you,
John.
Bye-bye.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Celebrate a free Festival of Lights night with friends and family at the newly redesigned Sable Landing Event Center Sunday, December the 6th at 5 p.m. Enjoy cookies, hot chocolate, exciting stories, and special music as you stroll through the Winter Wonderland Garden Courtyard. Sable Landing's located 1.5 miles east of I-25 and the Longmont Firestone exit, 5961 Sable Avenue. Call 303-651-6427. Come and enjoy the free Festival of Lights nights at 303-651-6427.
Evangelist Samuel Santos will be holding a revival meeting the 20th and 21st of November at the Pulian Community Building, 545 North Cleveland Avenue in Loveland, Colorado. The revival will begin at 7:30 p.m. Once again, Pastor Samuel Santos will be holding a revival meeting the 20th and 21st of November at the Pullian Community Building, 545 North Cleveland Avenue in Loveland, Colorado. Starting time is 7:30 p.m.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Everyone to POW MIA Radio. I'm your host, Rod Utek. I want to say thanks to Sean Egan for joining us. And remember that website for Cold War vets. You can definitely get some good information on there and help support the legislation on there to, you know, get this Cold War medal going for us out there for all you Cold War era vets. And also support May Day celebration, our own May Day, next year, hopefully. And we'll show those Soviets what May Day is all about. You can visit his website there at AmericanColdWarVets.org. AmericanColdWarVets.org. Want to continue with some ideas here for my Christmas and Thanksgiving giving suggestions. And I would be remiss if I weren't going to continue to talk about some people that definitely could use our help. And, you know, they include people like the Colorado Military Survivors, an organization of basically widows here of our Gulf War veterans. And we've had a guest on here in the past about that. You can visit their website at just by putting into Google or your browser, ColoradoMilitarySurvivors.org. Find out more about that group. They'd definitely be deserving of a donation. Also, as we talked with Dennis, Dennis has been involved with the Homefront Cares organization, and their website is www.thehomefrontcares.org, thehomefrontcares.org. Help for Gulf War veterans as well. So two good organizations that you can send a donation to. If you want to just find a list of other agencies to donate to, you can pull up troopsupport.com. Put that in your browser. Troop, and that's troops, I should say troops, plural, support.com. Troopsupport.com. It's a compilation of many support groups. But, you know, as with any agency that you want to donate to, check them out. Don't just take my word for it. Check them out and make sure that they're valid organizations. You do that regardless.